If you like what we do here at ProWrestling.net and the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast, there are a couple things you could do to support us. First, leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. Give us 5 stars, tell people why you like us. Those help get our show out in front of more people. The second, become a ProWrestling.net member. You can support the site and get ad-free access to the site, access to our member-exclusive audio reviews of Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Just because you don't hear it on this podcast doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And we also have the ProWrestling.net weekly audio show where Jason Powell usually runs through the news of the week and often breaks first-run news. He does a weekly Q&A every week for members as well, and you get bonus episodes of some shows like the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. If you want to become a ProWrestling.net member, for as low as $7.50 a month if you just want to try it out for a month, or $5.50 a month if you want to take the annual option. It knocks a couple bucks off. It's pretty great. Go to ProWrestling.net, click the membership link, and you can be signed up in minutes. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, a production of ProWrestling.net. I'm Will. He's Jake. You can follow us on Twitter at Will Pruitt and at Barnett Jake. On today's show, Vince McMahon and Kevin Owens butt heads and a discussion of the Mae Young Classic Finals. So Jake, something interesting and fun happened on SmackDown this week. We saw the reigniting or something like it of the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens rivalry. I don't expect it to be, you know, a long reigniting or anything like that. But I think in one really great segment on Raw or on SmackDown, we saw what both men are capable of, and especially what Sami Zayn is capable of on the mic. And it was downright delightful.
Yeah, I think they finally gave him something, you know, for him to chew into a little bit. Yeah. And I think Owens is an easy, I guess it's sort of like an old pair of shoes for Sammy. You know, he kind of knows the beats to hit, and he's kind of been through a similar character arc with Kevin before. And so, I mean, I'm sure it was very comfortable for both of them, but I think it was easily the best babyface promo he's had since he got moved to SmackDown, and maybe sometime before that. I mean, it really sort of set out his motivation as a character and as a person. You know, he's willing to put up with the frustration of falling short, as long as, you know, when he arrives at his destination, he'll be able to say that he did it his way. And I don't think there's a lot of characters in WWE that really get to lay out that roadmap. It really does seem like they kind of aimlessly read off of scripts, and I think obviously this was a scripted promo, but I think it kind of cut to the heart of Sammy's character in a way that they haven't had him do in recent memory.
Yeah, I watched that and felt like it was a bit of a mission statement. It was a bit of an identity statement from Sami Zayn. It's something that we don't see WWE characters get to make. Like, I have no idea what Roman Reigns' mission and purpose is. Roman Reigns has talked infinitely more on WWE TV, even while being protected, than Sami Zayn. I don't know what drives him. I don't know what makes Roman tick. And in that segment with Sami, I saw exactly what it is that makes Sami Zayn Sami Zayn, and what makes him special, and why I should want to cheer for him. And that's remarkable. It's not something WWE does with a lot of characters. It's not something they really allow the room for, which depresses me as a fan of pro wrestling and as a fan of WWE in a way where I just say, wow, it's so simple to get it right. You did it in what your writers probably considered a throwaway 1 week segment on SmackDown. Where is this for the rest of the roster? Where is this for your top level babyfaces and heels? Where are these statements where they talk so much about what their character is and who they are in such clear language? I thought it was a remarkable thing from Sammy, and it really harkened back to his days in NXT. I go back to his NXT championship win against Neville, probably still the best NXT championship match ever. And you have Sami Zayn and Neville, and you have this awesome moment where Sammy has the choice to cheat and win the title or take a chance by not cheating And he takes the chance of not cheating, even though Neville had done some terrible things to him up to that point. And I think that said so much about his character and said a lot about what good people do in those situations.
Yeah, I think honestly a lot of this was driven by, you know, the need at this point to further establish Kevin Owens and his sort of descent into, you know, insanity, or when, you know, him snapping, or however they wanted to term it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there really is no, you know, reason why they can't do this more often with more characters, because there's certainly a lot of wasted air on weekly WWE television where we really don't get to see much of these foundational moments for characters. I mean, we've had how many weeks of absolutely god-awful Jinder Mahal promos where they could have been spending some time, you know, at least trying to lay out the, you know, the roadmap for what Shinsuke Nakamura is doing as a character. I mean, he's challenging for a championship, and the only time we saw him in the last 3 weeks was to briefly appear on a Titantron before dancing his way down to the ring to kick the crap out of Jinder and his cronies. So I think it's, you know, it's just a huge wake up call to me creatively, where it's like, okay, so they are capable of this, but why, you know, why isn't it more of a priority? It's a puzzling situation for me to kind of analyze.
Yeah. What does Jinder Mahal believe in? What does Shinsuke Nakamura believe in? What makes them opposed to each other aside from the WWE Championship being between them? We don't know any of that watching. And again, you turn around and, oh, there's this great Sami Zayn promo that says exactly who he is and what he does in 2 minutes. It kind of makes me wonder, you hear a lot in like business, or like if you listen to businessy podcasts, which I did at one point and then I got bored of, you hear a lot about like elevator pitches in, you know, on the back of a postcard or in 2 minutes. Can you tell me exactly what it is your business does? Or, and I want to see that for WWE characters. I want to know in 2 minutes who you are and what you stand for and what you fight for. And I think that would be really telling if the WWE writers had to go through every member of the roster and do that, because they would end up very confused with some of them. Like, who is Jinder Mahal? Well, he's the modern day Maharaja. Cool. That's a catchphrase. Who is Jinder Mahal? First ever Indian WWE champion. That's really nice. What does he fight for? What's his purpose? What are his goals? Goals? I literally have no idea what his goal is in most things. And it's strange when they give so much time. Those Jinder Mahal segments have been like just stakes going through my heart over and over. They're awful. When they get, and racist at times, when they give so much time to weird race baiting on SmackDown, and they won't give time to actual character building.
Well, I guess I don't want to let the talent completely off the hook. I mean, it could have been that Sammy could have given an extremely poor reading of that scripted promo on Tuesday, and we would have a very different opinion of it. So, I mean, there has to be sort of a synergy there, and maybe it's a matter of, you know, superstars advocating for themselves too in some ways and saying, hey, this is what I feel the motivation of my character is. Why can't we integrate this into a promo? You know, I don't know that is taking place. I mean, it seems like a lot of the time, you know, you have people going out there and just reading from the script. And I think Jinder Mahal is somebody who falls into that category, and he looks utterly uninspired by the material, and the delivery is terrible as a result. And so I think there's a combination of factors here that are leading to a lot of these segments falling flat and a lot of characters just lacking direction entirely.
And that is an interesting point. It's not all on the writers, but I try and judge wrestling as I would another artistic medium and say, hey, how, you know, where is the, I can gauge performances and I can gauge writing. Okay, performances are fine. Where's the writing going? What are they doing writing-wise? And I think SmackDown has been truly abysmal writing-wise since December, January. Like, it really feels like when they made the call to take the title off of Styles at the Rumble, there was a sea change in SmackDown writing. That's when you got kind of John Cena on top, Randy Orton on top, the weird Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton story kind of coming into focus, and it's like they really just stopped writing a great show on SmackDown, and they haven't gotten back to doing so. You've seen the women's division flounder since then. You've seen the U.S. or the mid-card championship, U.S. or continental or intercontinental championship divisions flounder, aside from some great performances from guys like AJ Styles or Kevin Owens. And I would say the best thing on SmackDown since then has been the Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon feud that has seemed almost out of another world with how well written and how enjoyable it's been.
And, you know, it's hard not to notice that it involves a McMahon, you know, like,
golly, you think maybe Road Dogg isn't writing it?
Well, it sure doesn't seem like it's coming from the same people that are writing the rest of the show. And so
you're going to tell me that that Vince McMahon, Kevin Owens promo segment wasn't written by the guy who wrote that Jinder Mahal comedy earlier in the night? Crazy.
Yeah, I know. Right. It's madness. But I think there's an element to that where no matter where the McMahons are appearing on television, clearly there's a lot more emphasis placed on carefully crafting not only their scripted promos, but you know, but how, I guess, how intense and how much importance is placed on the way that their segments sort of come off on television, especially when it comes to physical violence. They just seem like they're on another level in comparison with the rest of the show. So I think there's you know, there's a lot of kind of commingling problems here with the way that the WWE creative process works. And I think if they applied the same level of, you know, of care to how they promote, say, Jinder Mahal and Shinsuke Nakamura that they have with, you know, Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens and now Sami Zayn, I think it would benefit everybody on the show. And maybe it's just a matter of having, you know, way too many creative voices being distilled by, you know, Road Dogg and Vince McMahon. I don't know, but it certainly hasn't worked for SmackDown, and we're going on almost a year now.
Last question before we wrap up today's show. Where do you see Sami Zayn in 6 months?
You know, I the way that this is sort of building at this point, I would say, you know, I still believe that he and Kevin Owens will probably end up in a WrestleMania match together, whether it's over the United States Championship or whether it's not involving a championship at all. I don't really know, but I still think AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura is going to lead the way for SmackDown at WrestleMania. And I think Zayn and Owens is probably the next best match that show can provide.
I don't know that WWE sees them as two guys to put in a singles match together at WrestleMania, and that really depresses me.
You could be right, but yeah. I guess just from my own personal opinion, that's where it's coming from.
Since WrestleMania is right around that 6 month mark and is probably the best kind of place to hit, I guess maybe I'm being a pessimist today. I'm gonna say I see Sami Zayn in the dray, and I'm going to be very sad about it.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case. I mean, he could end up in you know, some six-man match for the United States Championship too. You know, you never know.
Absolutely. And on that really somber note, we'll wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. For more, please subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and a review, show us that you appreciate us, and if you want even more content, check out prowrestling.net's membership option.